safety of the caverns. She could feel the sun and knew that the planet was far too near it to be safe. Yet she could do nothing more. Not only would ruin have stopped her, but she didn't understand her power yet. She felt as the Lord Ruler must have, almighty yet clumsy. If she tried to move the world, she would only make things worse. But she had accomplished something. Ruin had his Koloss pounding toward them at breakneck speed, but they still wouldn't arrive at the pits for several hours. Plenty of time to get the people to the caverns. Ruin must have noticed what she was studying, or perhaps he sensed her smugness.
"You think you've won?" he asked, sounding amused. "Why, because you managed to stop a few Khandra? They were always the weakest of the minions the Lord Ruler created for me. I have made a habit of ignoring them. Either way, Vian, you cannot really think that you have beaten me."
Vin waited, watching as the people fled to the relative safety of the caverns. Even as the bulk of them arrived, soldiers separating them into groups, sending them to the different entrances, her good humor began to fade. She had managed to get through to Elend, and while it had seemed like a great victory at the moment, she could now see that it was little more than another stalling tactic.
"Have you counted the Koloss in my army, Vin?" Ruin asked. "I've made them from your people, you know. I've gathered hundreds of thousands."
Vin focused, enumerating instantly. He was telling the truth.
"This is the force I could have thrown at you at any time," Ruin said. "Most of them kept to the outer dominances, but I've been bringing them in, marching them toward Luthadel. How many times must I tell you, Vin, you can't win? You could never win. I've just been playing with you."
Vin pulled back, ignoring his lies. He hadn't been playing with them. He'd been trying to discover the secrets that preservation had left, the secret that the Lord Ruler had kept. Still, the numbers Ruin had finally managed to marshal were awe-inspiring. There were far more Koloss than there were people climbing into the caverns. With a force like that, Ruin could assault even a well-fortified position. And by Vin's count, Elend had fewer than 1,000 men with any battle training. On top of that, there was the sun and its destructive heat, the death of the world's crops, the tainting of water and land with several feet of ash. Even the lava flows, which she had stopped, were beginning again, her plugging of the ash mounds having provided only a temporary solution. A bad one, even. Now that the mountains couldn't erupt, great cracks were appearing in the land, and the magma, the earth's burning blood, was boiling out that way.
"We're just so far behind," Vin thought. "Ruin had centuries to plan this. Even when we thought we were being clever, we fell for his plots. What good is it to sequester my people beneath the ground if they're just going to starve?"
She turned toward Ruin, who sat billowing and shifting upon himself, watching his Koloss army. She felt a hatred that seemed incompatible with the power she held. The hatred made her sick, but she didn't let go of it. This thing before her, it would destroy everything she knew, everything she loved. It couldn't understand love. It built only so that it could destroy. At that moment, she reversed her earlier decision. She'd never again call Ruin a him. Humanizing the creature gave it too much respect. Seething, watching, she didn't know what else to do. So she attacked. She wasn't even certain how she did it. She threw herself at Ruin, forcing her power up against its power. There was friction between them, a clash of energy, and it tormented her divine body. Ruin cried out and, mixing with Ruin, she knew its mind. Ruin was surprised. It didn't expect preservation to be able to attack. Vin's move smacked too much of destruction. Ruin didn't know how to respond, but it threw its power back against her in a protective reflex. Their selves crashed, threatening to dissolve. Finally, Vin pulled back, lacerated, rebuffed. Their power was too well matched. Opposite, yet similar. Like allomancy.
Opposition, Ruin whispered. Balance. You'll learn to hate it, I suspect. Though preservation never could.
So this is the body of a god? Elland asked, rolling the bead of Atium around in his palm.
He held it up next to the one that Yeoman had given him.
Indeed, Your Majesty, Sazed said.
The Terraceman looked eager. Didn't he understand how dangerous their situation was? Demu's scouts, the ones that had returned, reported that the Kolos were only minutes away. Elland had ordered his troops posted at the doorways to the homeland, but his hope that the Kolos wouldn't know where to find his people was a slim one, considering what Sazed had told him about Ruin.
Ruin can't help but come for it, Sazed explained.
They stood in the metal-lined cavern called the Trust Warren, the place where the Chondra had spent the last 1,000 years gathering and guarding the Atium.
This Atium is part of him. It's what he's been searching for all this time.
Which means we'll have a couple 100,000 Kolos trying to climb down our throats, Sazed,
Elland said, handing back the bead of Atium.
I say we give it to him.
Sazed paled.
Give it to him? Your Majesty, my apologies, but that would mean the end of the world. Instantly. I am certain of it.
Great, Elland thought.
It will be all right, Elland, Sazed said.
Elland frowned up at the Terraceman, who stood peacefully in his robes.
Vin will come, Sazed explained. She is the hero of ages. She will arrive to save this people. Don't you see how perfect this all is? It's arranged, planned. That you would come here, find me at this exact moment? That you'd be able to lead the people to safety in these caverns? Well, it all fits together. She'll come.
Interesting time for him to get his faith back, Elland thought.
He rolled Yeoman's bead between his fingers, thinking. Outside the room, he could hear whispers. People, Terrace stewards, Ska leaders, even a few soldiers, stood listening. Elland could hear the anxiety in their voices. They had heard of the approaching army. As Elland watched, Demu carefully pushed his way through them and entered the room.
Soldiers posted, my lord, the general said.
How many do we have? Elland asked.
Demu looked grim.
The 280